So last module here is we've obviously covered a lot of ground over the last handful of hours. And chances are you're probably sitting there and hopefully you're thinking, hey, this was an amazing session. I feel like I've got a pretty decent starting point. And that was really our goal when we put this together, is it obviously wasn't to take you from 0 to 60 in this short amount of time, but it really was to kind of show you, hey, this is what the car looks like. This is where the gas is. This is where the brakes are. And hopefully kind of start pointing you in the right direction. And so now you're probably going, okay, well, now what's next? Where do I go? How do I keep learning? And that's what this module is all about, is it really is, where do we go from here? Mm-hmm. So, a couple of different things. Number one is you'll absolutely want to increase your knowledge of HTML5, JavaScript, CSS. That we obviously had a full module on Bootstrap. There's a lot there. But if you are going to get in and start tweaking things, you're going to want to know how HTML works, how JavaScript works, how CSS works. You are going to notice that there is a full 5-day course on programming HTML5, JavaScript, CSS. You are going to notice that coming back to MVA, that there's one on MVA, there's the full-blown URL right there. But if you just simply do a search for developing HTML5 with JavaScript CSS3, that you'll be able to find it that way. And then last but not least, there is an MS Press book as well. Definitely spend a bit of time learning the client side, as that is going to help you going forward. If you're looking to dive deeper into MVC specifically, I'm absolutely going to highlight the session that Mr. Galloway and I did. You're going to see a lot of spaghetti. You're also going to once again see us get a little bit punchy towards the end of the day. But we cover a good amount of ground. Now, I am going to tell you that some of the things have changed from 4 to 5, that was really all about 4, and obviously we've moved into 5. That being said, there's still quite a bit that's in there, things like Web API that a lot of people were asking about that we unfortunately just didn't have an opportunity to cover in here, SignalR, doing things with JavaScript, that we covered a lot of that in that 486. That we just didn't have an opportunity to take a look at here. So definitely check that out. And again, there's a full 5-day course as well that you can go check out. If you're looking for books, a couple that are worth highlighting, you'll notice the one from Microsoft Press. That's the Dino Esposito book. It's brilliant. The Rocks Professional MVC 5. There's somebody to my left that's sort of tied to that book. Helped write that book, one of the authors on that book.
I am, yeah, and I'm happy about it. It took a lot of work, and it's coming out. I think it should be out in August, possibly earlier, and then the MVC4 book is available now.
So. Excellent. Yep. Excellent. And then last but not least, for diving deeper, I really want to highlight these two books from Julie Lerman on programming Entity Framework, because we definitely got asked a lot of questions about Entity Framework, and Julie Lerman is the expert, is the guru on all things Entity Framework. So if you ever get a chance to see her speak or buy one of her books, absolutely 100% do it. And then last but not least is just a laundry list of different blogs and different websites to go in and check out. I'm not going to read through each one of these. I am, however, going to highlight the one up at the very top because that is our source code.
Yep. I'm remiss. I should have pointed out Scott Hanselman's blog, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Probably one to put on the list.
Yeah, Scott, you know, there's a lot of different ones that we could have. Okay. Yep. In any event, with that, unless you had something else that you want to add, a couple little wrap-up things that we should do.
Yeah.
Number one, thank you to everybody for attending for however long it is that you made it. For those of you that made it the entire day, thank you very much for that. Number two is if you go back onto the same screen that you've been watching, just down towards the bottom, there'll be a little poll. Mm-hmm. Please do take 10 seconds to go ahead and fill out that that little poll. Last but not least, I am going to thank our tech guys, all the different people that that supported us throughout all of this. Mr. John, this was great. We absolutely need to do this again. That's John Galloway. His Twitter handle is very easy. It's John Galloway.
Yep, no
I'm
H.
Christopher Harrison. Very simple. Yeah, no H on John Galloway, just J-O-N. And then you'll notice Geek Trainer right there. So, yeah, with that, thank you to everybody. I need a burger.
I think it is time for burgers. I want to just one more thing. ASP.net. That's the website.
Yeah, there you go.
You
yeah.
can find out a lot more. Of course, contact us, but we scratched the surface today, but it's very easy to keep moving with it.
Yeah.
So go to the ASP.net site,
yep.
and there's plenty more. Keep going. You'll have fun.
All right. Beautiful.
All right.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you to everybody, and so long.